Kahu, the Cautious Kiwi, written by Brian Birchall, narrated by Richard Certain from the book illustrated by Hadley Hodgkinson. Kahu's foot was caught in a trap. Kahu tried to run with the trap on his leg, but it was chained to the log. He fell down, too tired to run or fight against the steel jaws of the trap. Two yellow eyes watched Kahu lying in the trap. A wild cat crept along the log. It crouched low, then sprang down on the young kiwi. Kahu hit out at the cat's face with his free claw. The cat screeched, it tumbled over Kahu and spun around to attack again. There was a rustle and a crackling of brick and twigs. A boy came along the track. The wild cat vanished. The boy sprung the trap with his foot and carefully lifted Kahu out. Kahu kicked at the boy with his good leg. "I'm trying to help you," the boy said. "Let's see if you can walk." The boy put Kahu down on the ground, but the kiwi hopped once and fell over. "I think you better come home with me," the boy said, and put Kahu in his pack, "or that wild cat will be back to get you." The boy walked back along the bush track. Kahu looked back and saw the dark shape of the cat near the log. When they came out of the bush, the boy untied his pony and rode slowly along the ridge down towards his home. The boy's mother helped him to put a splint on Kahu's leg. Then they wrapped plaster around it. "He's hurt, Henry. You've taken him away from his home." "He might not live long," Henry's mother said.
"He won't die," said Henry. "I'll look after him."
Each day, Henry fed Kahu on worms he dug out of the garden, and each day, Kahu grew a little stronger. As Kahu's leg got better, he was able to follow Henry about the farm. Henry's mother looked worried.
"What are you going to do about that kiwi now that school's starting again?" she said.
"He'll wait for me," Henry said. "He'll have his sleep in the day and come out for a walk at night." On the first day of school term, Henry fed Kahu and put him in his box to sleep. Then he took his school bag and walked off to school. But Kahu wasn't going to stay at home. He hopped out of the box and followed Henry along the road. The school bus came along. Kahu ran into the fern on the side of the road. When it had passed, Kahu ran after Henry. When Henry arrived at school, the teacher was ringing the bell. The children lined up and Henry joined on at the end of his line. It was just then that Kahu arrived at school for the first time. The marching music started. The children marched once around the tennis court before going into school. As Kahu came up the steps onto the playground, he saw Henry go past, so he marched along behind him. The teacher was standing on the school steps. His eyes opened wide as he saw the kiwi marching along on the end of the line. The children turned to see what he was staring at.
"Oh, look, Mr. Bacon," they all cried out, "a marching kiwi."
Kahu marched into school behind Henry. Then Henry told them all how he had caught Kahu in his possum trap and how Kahu had got better and liked to follow him around. Kahu soon got tired of schoolwork and went off to sleep in the bottom of the art cupboard. "Kiwis are protected birds," Mr. Bacon told the children. "We have to take them back to the bush." Just before school finished, Mr. Bacon said, "Shall we take Kahu up into the school bush? He'll be happy there and he'll soon find a good place to live." "Yes," said Henry, "but I'd better carry him. He's still asleep." So they all took Kahu up into the bush. Henry put him amongst some deep fern. "Last one back's a purple billy goat," Henry said, and they all ran back down to school as fast as they could. Kahu ran after them, but a fat worm crawled over a leaf in front of him. Kahu ate it. He scratched among the leaves and found some berries. Then he found another worm. Kahu still felt tired, so he looked around and found another hollow tree to sleep in. He was back where he belonged. Sometimes on still nights when Henry lies awake in his bed, he hears faint sounds from the bush at the head of the valley. "Kiwi, kiwi, kiwi," and he knows that Kahu is back with his own kind, back in his own bush.